Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Oh, happy Friday. This is great.
Bro,
it's opening day.
It is opening day.
At least home opening day.
Home opening day. It's always opening day on Fridays. Yeah, Fridays, Coors Field, opening day. It's going to be 75. It was gorgeous yesterday. Gosh, going to be gorgeous. Going to be awesome. Go ahead, crank it up. Crank it up, girl. Let it breathe.
You come and go. You come and go.
There we go. It is a Friday. Good morning. Welcome to it. Like Mark said, it should be a beautiful day today. Matt Smith in for Mike Evans today and Monday. Mike's out Monday, too. So bookend in the weekend.
All right. Great.
It's like one long weekend when you're with me. It's just a long vacation.
Yes, it is. It's just going to be Simple Simon. There's no question.
Is that what you call me behind my back?
Simple Simon. Yes. I go, Simple Simon's coming in to handle the business. Okay. No, it's going to be great. What a great. Yesterday was gorgeous, man.
Amazing.
Just gorgeous.
Amazing. It was our first real, like, you know, like spring, summery day. Yeah. It was like 72 degrees. I was rocking around, you know, getting a bunch of work done, but just outside. It was gorgeous.
I went outside with my grandson. He's driving around in his little, he's got one of them little Jeeps, you know.
Sure.
And so we still had
What are those things called? Big wheels? Is that what it's called? You're no use, bro.
Yes. I don't know, but it's really cool. You know, it's a cool Jeep. You know, it's a layer. Sure. You can jam on the gas and drive it around the little cul-de-sac. We had one big block of snow still from the big snowstorm, right?
Sure.
And it's just a big chunk of ice. So what I did was, and I've been doing this every day, I just take off the edges and then spread them out so they melt faster.
Right.
So I ended up taking the whole thing, which was pretty big. I mean, it was probably 8-9 feet wide, or 8 feet long and about 5 feet wide. And I broke the whole thing up and spread it throughout the cul-de-sac. So then we did the whole where he's trying to run over the...
Oh, yeah. Monster trucks.
Yeah, monster trucking it. So we had a great day in the afternoon, and it was just absolutely beautiful. Beautiful.
I love it. And it's going to be fantastic today. I'm not sure the Rockies deserve this kind of weather, but they're going to get it. And Denver deserves this type of weather. It is, of course, the home opener, Rockies and Rays. And obviously, I mean, this city is at a fever pitch for baseball. We just can't wait to see it here. You know, Rockies start 1-5, third time ever in franchise history. They started 1-5. Season already over for opening day, Mark?
Yeah, there's no... I mean, I had the over-under of 1.5, how many games they'd be above 500.
Uh-huh.
And I took the under.
That was a smart bet. Yeah, you're a smart man.
Very smart. I don't think they'll ever hit 500, obviously, but...
Well, they're four games under.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, get hot one time, huh? I mean,
right.
Hey, look, a nice weekend series here against the Rays. Take a couple back-to-back-to-back. You never know.
Yeah.
You never know,
but I pretty much know. They're just not.
I'm
pretty much solid on this one. But listen, man, you guys got me. Like, I like baseball. And
of course,
like to have it on. I just like, there's something soothing, you know, and obviously, you know, my son grew up as a baseball player. And so, you know, I've been around that for pretty much the entirety of my life. And I just, you know, I love having it on. I love watching. I love, you know, and obviously the Rockies are just atrocious right now.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
It's the soundtrack of the summer is what you're trying
to say.
Actually,
they're 1-6.
Oh, are they 1-6?
Yeah, they're 1-6.
Oh, no! Suck again!
I was trying to be nice. They only got swept in Chicago by my Cubbies. But it's all right. Cubs got to play the Dodgers. They'll return some of that medicine. I do want to start last night, Mark. We have tons to talk about.
Sure.
Avs and Nuggets in action last night. Let's start with the Nuggets. National television game in L.A. against the Clippers. This is a team that the Nuggets have, for the most part, had their number for the last, 3 to 4 years?
Yeah.
Jamal Murray misses his 7th consecutive game. Nuggets go in, and obviously, I mean, look, these guys have been playing a lot of ball, and a lot has been on Nikola Jokic's shoulders. And in the first quarter, things looked really good. These look great.
Yeah.
31-20, you're feeling good. Jokic is dominating the game early, and then fortunes flipped almost instantaneously. In the second quarter, they got outscored 33-18. Clippers made a big push, and then in the second half, Denver just, they're battling, and they had a shot to win at the end, almost an identical carbon copy shot that Jokic had against Golden State when he knocked down the buzzer-beating game winner a couple months back now. This time he missed it. And I'm watching this game and I'm going, okay, well, what did we learn from tonight? You know, what did we learn from tonight? And I kind of sat there and I chuckled. I'm like, nothing that we didn't learn 2 years ago when the Nuggets went to the playoffs without Jamal Murray and had to play the majority of the season without him.
Yeah.
Nuggets aren't the same team without Jamal Murray on the floor. They're just not. And even still, they almost beat a Clippers team without Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah. There was a dominant performance early, obviously, in that first quarter where everything was clicking for the Nuggets. And then, when they went to the bench, I mean, the lack of bench scoring is nearly as troublesome as everybody makes it out to do on broadcast and everything else, because I don't think they're going to play a lot in the playoffs. Anyhow, the rotation will be very short, and they're not asking those guys to score. The other thing happens to them is when they sit a bunch of guys on offense, whether it's Jokic or Caldwell Pope or Michael Porter Jr., or even Aaron Gordon, when they sit guys, normally when guys take a rest, if Jokic goes out, you've got Murray in with some of the other backups, right? Murray and Gordon and some of the other backups. Then Murray goes out and it's Jokic and Gordon and some of the backups. And then, so they stagger the guys. Yeah, they always have one of those big time scorers in that can take over a ball game and can score at will, either Murray or Jokic. Well, without Murray, when they give Jokic a rest, it is like if you just want to give Jokic the MVP on the fact that when he's out, we suck.
For how many years now? And I actually stopped the broadcast and I had to take a picture of the TV screen so I would remember the number because I was so taken aback. In the first half, here's the splits, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Jokic on the floor. Nuggets scored 45 points, were 19 of 38 from the field. In the minutes, Jokic was off the floor in the first half. Denver was 2 of 8 with 4 points. You're just not going to win against good basketball teams if that much is on one guy's shoulders consistently throughout the course of a season. But, of course, we're also kind of getting to this amorphous time where both the Nuggets and the Avalanche are headed towards playoffs. And, it's kind of fake it till you make it time and you're fighting for seeding. But the real juices have yet to kick in, and we hope they will in a couple of weeks. We'll get back to the Nuggets here coming up. I do want to dive into the Avs tonight as well as opening day. 303-713-1043 is the RamosLaw.com text line. We encourage you to join in all morning long. Matt Smith in for Mike Evans alongside Mark Schlereth.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station. 104.3 The Fan.
I knew you wouldn't be. I wish I knew.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Matt Smith in for Mike Evans. A couple of quick texts here on the RamosLaw.com text line. 6 a.m. texters up and They're at them. 303-713-1043. Nothing like a cup of coffee, maple bacon donut, and Karma Chameleon with you guys, Vance and Mead.
Wow.
I mean,
that's the way
to start your Friday, isn't it?
Yeah, a cup of Joe. I don't know about the
bacon donut.
I mean, I love donuts.
How do you feel about the meat pastry crossover?
Bacon with anything is pretty good.
Yeah.
What's your favorite donut? Both you guys.
Favorite donut?
Yeah. You're going to a donut shop. What are you picking?
Good question. I like a cruller. I mean, you can't go wrong with a cruller. A nice sugar donut. I mean, not bad. You can't go wrong with a glaze. I don't discriminate too much. No jelly fillings for me.
Yeah.
That's probably top of my list.
I'm probably anti-jelly, anti-cream filling, too.
Agreed.
No, thank you.
Yeah, no bear claws
I don't need to bite and have that thing squirt.
Excuse you?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Back to the text line, I think. Happy Friday, fellas. Rocky's opening day and a chance for Mark to market his landscaping company, Zach of Broomfield, down in Peru. Down in Peru?
Wow.
Okay. Somebody says, guys, Rockies are 1-6. I know. I shortchanged them a loss. It's my fault. That's my fault. And the quest for 100, because that's what they're trying to get to around here. But it's all right.
Just a little bit.
It's all right. We won't go too hard on the Rockies. Good morning. I'm a 70-year-old grandma. I'm a diehard Rockies fan. I get to go to the home opener today. First ever. Please try to say some good things about the Rockies today.
Let me tell you what. Let me tell you. The atmosphere, the stadium, and I've been to just about every place to watch baseball. The Rockies,
no big deal.
What the Rockies do in that atmosphere, in the downtown area, and everything, it's as good as any ballpark in America, pretty much. Like you put it in the top, like three or four or five experiences. Like again, I have a little bit of a bias. Because you know, when my son was coming up in the big leagues, I had made a promise to him when he was 12 that I'd never go to the three what I think are the most iconic stadiums in baseball. It was Yankee Stadium at the time, it was Wrigley Field, and it was Fenway. And I said, until you're pitching, this is what I promised him at 12. Until you're pitching in those stadiums, I'm not going to go watch a game in any of those stadiums.
Well, it's easy to keep that promise considering you live in Colorado.
Right.
Yeah.
But I got to go watch him pitch in every one of those stadiums.
Love that.
And so those things are just, there's a difference. There's just a different iconic feel to those stadiums. But Coors Field, the experience there, now the baseball is not that good.
Well,
as of right now.
Goes without saying.
Yeah, but it is. It's a great time. It really is. And congratulations.
It's like a holiday. It's a holiday downtown. I mean, you're really not going for the baseball. It's the atmosphere, like you said.
Nobody's going to work today. Nobody's going. They're all taking a lunch meeting around noon, and that's it. They're done.
2:10 is the first pitch. Rockies and Rays. Back to the action last night. We spoke about the Nuggets. We'll get back to them. But the Avalanche, couple of days off after losing a pretty bad one to Columbus on Monday. They're in Minnesota. Spend a few days. What do you do in downtime in Minnesota?
Minnesota downtown, you play Hammerschlagen.
Oh, a little Hammerschlagen.
Get a couple of rounds of Hammerschlagen in. And have you played Hammerschlagen?
I have not. What is Hammerschlagen?
Okay, so Hammerschlagen.
Did I just expose myself? Is that quite embarrassing?
No. I didn't know what it was either until I went to Minnesota. They've got a couple of good duck pin bowling lanes.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Can I guess? What would Hammerschlagen be? All right, so clearly this is some sort of European descent, the Schlagen. I'm guessing some sort of German descent. Hammer? I mean, is it that obvious? Yeah. Is it something with a hammer?
Yeah.
Hammerschlagen, a couple of games. What are you doing with a hammer?
Okay, so there's a couple bars that have these giant logs in them, right?
Okay.
And so you get nails, and then you get one of those hammers that have the regular end, the kind of the mallet end, but that comes down to a little point almost, you know, a little rounded point.
Like a little ball peen hammer kind of thing.
Yeah, like a little ball peen hammer. Yeah. And so you got to flip the hammer so you got the pointy side.
Okay.
And you get to start the nail, everybody starts their nail, and then you pass the hammer around, and everybody gets to whack the nail, and the first person to drive the nail all the way in the log with the opposite side of the hammer wins, and then everybody else has to drink, type of thing. So you can play Hammerschlagen.
A little Hammerschlagen.
It's a really nice duck pin bowling alley.
You don't even need to go to the bar for that. I mean, you just go in the backyard.
You can do that in the backyard.
Handful of nails and a hammer.
The coach could just get a log rolled in.
Betsy's bringing some logs rolled in.
Some nails. It's better than what, what was the, played linebacker for Jack Del Rio did in Jacksonville.
There you go.
You remember what he did in Jacksonville? He had a log with an axe in the locker room, and the theme was keep on chomping. And the kicker
keep on chopping.
Right. And you come in and take a real hack with the log. Well, the kicker missed the log. You like kicked just the edge of it, and the axe careened off the edge and stuck him right in the leg.
Sounds about right.
And it just splayed his leg open. Missed a bunch of time in the season. Had to have it all stitched up. Needless to say, they took the log and the axe out of the locker room.
Well, happy Friday.
Yeah.
So the Avs played a little Hammerschlagen.
And there's a couple dudes, there's always a couple dudes that are a little twisted on your team, you know, a little bit bent.
Yeah.
That you don't want to have an axe Right. You don't want to have an axe in the locker room anyhow, because there may be a murder might occur.
Oh,
right.
Like, sure. Yeah.
That's just a really dumb idea. A
couple of loose cannons. Yeah. The Avs with the 5-2 win over Minnesota. The point was they bounced back after a couple of days off playing Hammerschlag in Minnesota.
What's going on with Nick Val?
Oh, that was good.
Val. Yeah, Val.
Val's coming back tonight, apparently.
Okay.
Apparently, they are the last back-to-back of the year. They play Edmonton in Edmonton tonight. Two of their final five games, I believe, are against Edmonton. I think they're down to five now.
Uh-huh.
So they got two matchups with McDavid, one here to end the year. But this is a big one tonight because Dallas keeps winning, and if the Avs want a shot at the division, This is an important one. Now, you beat Minnesota 5-2 effectively last night, ending their playoff hopes at all. They were a long shot anyway. Jonathan Drouin, two goals and an assist. Mikko Rantanen had a goal. MacKinnon, a goal, two assists.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise, surprise there. It was good to see them get a win without Val because, quite frankly, Mark, and the numbers back it up, they're just not the same team without him in the lineup. So they're supposed to get him back tonight and allegedly supposed to get back Yakov Trenin.
Okay.
So both of the boys from Chablonsk, Russia. Both of them from a hometown. So both those guys supposed to come back tonight. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I Justus Onanen last night, 44 saves on 46 shots.
Yeah.
Benzi said afterwards, a little shaky, felt like in the first. Then he settled down, and I thought he was great down the stretch.
Yeah.
Because they got outshot in the second period 18-6 and still won 5-2. So, look, I mean, this is an Avs team that without Nichushkin has struggled, but again, I kind of go back to how much does this time of the year really matter for both of these teams and the Nuggets and the Avalanche?
Yeah, Onan is playing, he seems to be playing a lot. Is there something you should read into that?
Well, they've been saying Monday was a scheduled start for him in Columbus.
I remember that.
They said last night was a scheduled start for him in Minnesota because it is a back-to-back. So Georgiev is going to go tonight. I wouldn't read too much into it. I know that there's a little kind of bubbling under the surface. The fact of the matter is that Justus Onanen this year has looked better than he ever has in a call-up.
Mm.
But you go back to last week, Georgiev loses 2-1 to Montreal. 2-1. He got no goal support.
Yeah.
So to me, I thought he actually played pretty well. It was the guys in front of him that I thought didn't bring it to the table. And then I thought the next night against the Rangers, I mean, he went all the way down to the shootout with Igor Shesterkin, just got beat in the shootout. So I wouldn't say he's necessarily playing bad. But yes, Justus Onanen has played well. And it's good to know that you have a goaltender that is playing well just in case you need him heading into the playoffs. So I wouldn't read too much into it right now. I really wouldn't. Georgiev is their guy. But it's time to start building up his confidence
again. Yeah.
No question about it. All right, on the other side, Morning Brew. It is opening day. And look, for Rockies fans, it can always get worse. We'll explain next.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Matt Smith in for Mike Evans today and Monday. Thanks for rocking with us. Opening day should be a gorgeous one here in the Mile High City. First up in the Morning Brew, Nuggets lost in L.A. last night, and Michael Malone didn't really want to stick around to see the finish.
Here's the shot by Porter Jr. Let's see if Zubats. You got to give him time to come down. Yeah, that's a foul.
You're right.
I mean, that's a clear-cut foul.
And then he calls the foul on Porter. Here, Porter hit the kind of pushed off the backboard, but I think the beef was on the three-point attempt.
And here's the thing. The official, Aaron Smith, is right in front of the play. Like, how could you not see that? I mean, that's been a point of emphasis of giving the player a chance, because players have been, you know, twisted ankles and been done for games and seasons. That's a scary play for a player to come down.
Well, Michael Malone ended up getting ejected. Michael Malone ended up getting ejected after Michael Porter Jr. It was interesting. Michael Porter Jr. takes a shot. He feels like the defender in this instance did not give MPJ the requisite space to land. Comes down the floor. Call goes against the Nuggets. Malone, just there's one tech. There's two techs. Your night's done early. He got ejected last night. Was not happy with the officiating whatsoever.
But, I mean, you know, every now and again, because you can feel this, team. It's kind of the Avs too, to a degree. Now they got a couple of tight, you know, the two Edmonton matchups to me are big for the Avs coming down the stretch. But I just feel like this team is going, please let me get out of here.
Yes,
please let me get out of the regular season. And let's just get to this playoffs. Let's get Jamal back. Let's get our rhythm back. And every now and again, I think every now and again, you're going to just, as a coach, you know, get yourself tossed just to start, you know, get a little juice flowing, if
for
you will.
For sure. For sure. Especially Malone does it a lot to support Jokic, too, right? I mean, Jokic will get going, and then Malone gets going, but he was not happy. I mean, it was a couple of big, you know, forget yous to the face of the official.
Right.
And his night was over early. Just a one-off for the Nuggets, though. They come back. They've got a couple of games here coming up. They've got, let's see, Atlanta. They play tomorrow, and then they're in Utah, looks like Monday. So, or Tuesday, rather. So a couple of days off this weekend for the Nuggets, which will be nice. But you're absolutely right. I mean, this is a team that needs the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
They're the defending champions.
Yeah.
It's an 82-game season. We probably need to lop off about 15 games from the regular season anyway, in my opinion. I mean, these final 15 are brutal coming here down the stretch. Every year it feels like we get to this point with both the Avs and the Nuggets now that we've seen them win titles.
Right.
Where the last 10 to 15 is just a slog.
Like, you just want, even when the Avs won the championship a couple of years ago, they lost the last like four games or something.
They lost six in a row.
Yeah,
six in a row. They shut it down.
Yeah.
They shut it down. And so we'll see what happens here with the Nuggets. It's really not too much of an intimidating schedule left. You've got the Hawks at home, Utah on the road, and then a big one next Friday with Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Big one next Friday, Minnesota. Look, they're a half game back of first right now. So even though they've dropped a couple here, you know, what is it now? They've lost three of their last five games.
Mm.
There's a big game tonight for Minnesota and Phoenix, so we should all be rooting for the Suns tonight. That's just the truth. All right, next up in the Morning Brew, the Avs got the win, and Jared Bednar pleased.
Loved our first period. Second period got a little hairy. We took some penalties, spent a lot of time in our zone. They got some life off their power play. All in all, though, I thought 5-on-5, we did a decent job defending. We had a little bit tougher time in the second period, closing plays out on the wall. Got some timely scoring in the third. I thought our third was much better than the second. And we're able to come out with a win.
So I think as we talk about the Avs and the Nuggets and juxtapose them together, there's something that we have to acknowledge. These teams are not in the same situations. The Nuggets, primarily the same unit minus Bruce Brown and Jeff Green. The Avalanche, they're a new team as of a month ago, right? I mean, they added four new forwards, right? They added Parise later in the season. I don't think this is a situation where the Avs, hey, let's just get to the playoffs. The Avs have to continue building playoff habits with the new guys. Because you think about it, Brandon Duhaime, he's young. Casey Mittelstadt, he's young. Now you got Sean Walker, who's 29, and he's had some experience with the Kings in the playoffs. But outside of that, he's been in Philly for the last couple of years. He hasn't sniffed the playoffs.
Mm.
Yakov Trenin, I mean, yeah, Nashville's been in the first round, but not much further here of late. The point is this. You've got chemistry still building. You've got to figure out your goaltending situation. There's a lot to accomplish, in my opinion, for the Avs here, the final few games of the regular season.
Yeah, it's really interesting, too, because they've really came together, I think, quicker than most people anticipated, right, with all the trades and what happened at the trade deadline. But they've had some key missing pieces, you know, some injuries, Val being out for a while. Yeah, I'm with you. You know, just put it all together before you get to this playoff push. And a couple, like you said, a couple of intense games. Like, you can't, Sandy Clough used to say this all the time, Mike and I talk about it all the time, you can't manufacture desperation.
Mm-mm.
Well, there will be some, maybe not desperation, but there will be a competitiveness with these two games against Edmonton.
Oh,
yeah, because a lot of it is McKinnon versus, you know, McKinnon versus
McDavid.
Like, for the Hart Trophy, right? And I think for sure McKinnon's got the lead, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, last night, 3 points, a goal, and two assists. But it's not just the two games with Edmonton left on the schedule. They've got the toughest remaining strength of schedule in the West. They have at Edmonton, then on Sunday, they're hosting Dallas here. That is a late game.
Mm-hmm.
Then they host Minnesota. Then they host Winnipeg. Then they're at Vegas. And then they host Edmonton to end the year.
Yeah.
That's a tough finish there for the regular season.
The Dallas, the Vegas,
the Winnipeg.
Yeah, Winnipeg.
Those are all playoff teams outside of Minnesota who they ended their season last night, but they're always a thorn in their side. So, yeah, I mean, no time to shut it down right now for the Avs. Next up in the brew, Rockies fans. It can always get worse.
We're excited to be here for the next 3 years, playing in this beautiful ballpark, but also being able to watch some of the greatest players in baseball whether they be Athletics players or Aaron Judge and others, launch home runs out of this very intimate, most intimate ballpark in all of Major League Baseball.
By now, everybody. So this is the situation here. By now, everybody knows John Fisher, the owner of the Oakland A's. He has really turned the entire city against him by trying to move them out of Oakland to Vegas. Well, yesterday they announced that for the next 3 years, they're not going to stay in Oakland and ride it out. They're going to Sacramento. He's moving the Oakland A's to Sacramento for 3 seasons, okay? He's going to have them play at Sutter Health Park. It opened in 2000, seats around 14,000 people, including an outfield lawn that is open seating.
Right.
It's like spring training.
I wonder what affiliation that, like, was it a double A park or?
I think it was a dog track, actually.
Was it?
Yeah.
Come on. It's going to be an intimate.
It's the home of the Sacramento River Cats, the Giants AAA affiliate.
Okay.
But this is my favorite line, and maybe you didn't catch it the first time. Let's listen to John Fisher's sales pitch to the fan base.
We're excited to be here for the next 3 years, playing in this beautiful ballpark, but also being able to watch some of the greatest players in baseball, whether they be Athletics players or Aaron Judge and others, launch home runs out of this very intimate, the most intimate ballpark in all of Major League Baseball.
Come watch the Yankees spank us. That's their marketing pitch.
I've never heard an owner in my life even come close to saying, look, we know you're not going to come here to watch us.
All right.
So come out here to watch Aaron Judge. Who do you like? Aaron Judge? You like Shohei Ohtani? Who else do you like?
Yeah, who else?
Who else? Who else is your favorite?
Come one, come all.
Pete Alonso, the Mets? You like the Mets?
Yeah.
They're going to play here.
They're all going to be here. They're all going to be here.
As we all know, Sacramento is a hotbed of baseball fandom. It's a hotbed.
Sure.
So, yes. Honestly, Rockies fans, at least you can go to opening day today because the Oakland fans will not be able to, and that starts next year. Next up in the brew, it is opening day, at least the home opener for the Rockies today at 2:10 first pitch, Mark. And on the mound, it is the pride and the joy and the prize, rather, of the Nolan Arenado trade, Austin Gomber.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember when Austin Gomber got traded and he arrived in Colorado? They asked him about what kind of pitcher he was.
Uh-huh.
He goes, yeah, I'm a fly ball pitcher. That phrase has always been burned in my brain. You never want to be a fly ball pitcher.
That's not
a thing.
not in Colorado, you don't.
Well,
I give up bombs.
I'm
mostly a warning track power guy.
Yeah. Long pop flies for me, actually. Foul home runs. The thing about Gomber, he started when the Rockies got their only win of the season so far.
Yeah.
Now he didn't get the win. But he started, so hey, I will say I took a look at what Vegas thinks about today. They think he's going to get shelled for whatever it's worth.
Right.
Rockies and Rays at 2:10 p.m. All right, on the other side, Sean Payton is certainly making his mark on the rest of the NFL here in Denver. There's a lot of chatter about Shawnee P, and we'll let you know why next.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Sean Payton is making waves. Of course he is, because it's Sean Payton. Came here to kick some butt and take names, and I'm all out of names, right?
Right.
That's Sean Payton. Matt Smith in for Mike Evans. Thanks for locking in with us. Join in on the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. It is an Is It Just Me Friday, and I think this one is a pretty good place to start. Is it just me, or does it feel like the Broncos are trending towards Spencer Rattler? And Spencer Rattler is, of course, the quarterback, played at Oklahoma to start, then transferred to South Carolina. He's a guy that we anticipate going probably third, fourth round of the draft. Right now, he's kind of in that third tier of quarterback.
Yeah, it's not you. By the way, is it just me or are people just trying to make this Bo Nix thing happen here? Like, it feels like there's been too much talk about it. It's almost feel. Remember when you know, George Payton acted like, oh, I'm mad that, you know, Sean Payton said, you know, we met with Bo Nix for 5 hours and that's supposed to be a secret. Mm. You know, it just feels to me like if there's that much smoke, like they've created the fire to just throw people off the scent.
If there's that much smoke, it's a smoke screen.
Yeah,
that's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. You said it better than I said.
Well, you know,
that's a controlled burn. Side of the highway, and they got the whole, you know, all the grass burning. It's like a controlled burn.
Yeah, might have a few of those this weekend. Hey, let's listen to Spencer Rattler on Up and Adams yesterday.
Okay.
And the reason why we say Sean Payton is making some news is because it isn't just the first time we've heard that the most stringent evaluation process that any of these quarterback prospects have had to go through is with Denver. Sean Payton is putting these guys through the ringer. This is what Spencer Rattler said to Kay Adams about his interview process with the Broncos.
Probably Denver, you know, with their QB quiz and what they did for the install. It was a pretty cool thing, but definitely had to study up on that, but did a great job with that.
What does a quiz entail? Like questions about like your favorite color, or like questions about like really detailed stuff?
Just offensive stuff, just quarterback stuff, really breaking down their offense, formation, stuff like that.
He's a maniac, that Sean Payton. A maniac.
He knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing.
Rigorous quizzes.
Yes.
Pop quizzes. I mean, kind of is par for the course. We heard Sean Payton tell Cecil Lammy, right, at the ownership meeting that they had the private workout with McCarthy, and then you could tell. He kind of took pride in saying, yeah, well, we made him throw again. You know, we made him throw all over again.
Yeah.
He's putting these kids through the ringer to really test to see what they've got between the ears, isn't he?
That's exactly what he's doing. And interestingly enough, the two guys that had more responsibility at the line of scrimmage, the two guys that had the largest amount of responsibility at the line of scrimmage, and this is just me watching coaches tape, but I'm talking about formationally speaking, you know, motioning, changing strength. Because in college football, Matt, what you get a lot is very static formations, 2x2, 3x1, 4x1 formations, right? And there's not, if they move, it may be a short motion on one side, but they're not flipping from one side to the next side because most of these teams don't huddle, right? So they get a formation call, they line up in it, and they stick with it. The two guys that had more responsibility at the line of scrimmage than any other guys in college football at the quarterback position were J.J. McCarthy and Spencer Rattler at South Carolina. And they used multiple tight ends, multiple backs. They would shift from one to the, you know, one side to the other, changing the strength of the formation where the quarterback is reading, you know, pre-snap what the defense is doing, how the defense is adjusting, where the weakness is. Hey, which way is the mic's hips going to open to the passing strength so we can throw away from the mic? You know, different things like that, that I think probably, you know, for Sean Payton, those are the things he wants from his quarterback, a guy that can be able to do all that stuff that's already been something he's been doing, where most of these college quarterbacks, they're just not doing it. So, you know, you're already at least a step ahead of maybe the Caleb Williams at USC, maybe the, you know, Jaden Daniels, maybe the, you know, the Drake Mays. You're already kind of a step ahead because most of those quarterbacks aren't required to do that stuff.
And we heard Michael Penix talk very similarly to Spencer Rattler when talking about his meeting with the Broncos, that it was the toughest evaluation and they had to study for it, right? So it kind of plays into what Sean Payton talked about at the Combine when he said, I believe it was a Combine, where he said that, look, we believe we evaluate quarterbacks better than anybody else and we're glad that we have that ability to do so. Kind of makes it seem like they're really trying to find a quarterback here. I mean, they know it goes without saying, but it feels like we're headed there, right? I mean, they're coming out of the draft, come hell or high water, with a quarterback, aren't they?
I believe so. Now, the other thing that piques my interest is the kid out of Tulane, Michael Pratt.
Sure.
Have they met with, do you know if they've met with him?
Yeah, they did at the Shrine Game Senior Bowl, one of the two. I think it was a Senior Bowl.
But the one guy that's getting the least amount of...
The Louisiana kid.
The one guy that's getting the least amount of juice, or, you know, people are talking about him as far as meeting with the Broncos, is that your guy. Now, just understand this. When I when I consulted for Sean Payton, the Saints, I really consulted for Dan Rauscher. Dan Rauscher was their O-line running game coordinator guy who is now the head coach at Tulane, who is on Sean's staff for a very long time. He was on the Sean Payton staff with the New Orleans Saints for forever.
Okay.
So that relationship, he went to be the head coach at Tulane, that relationship would lend me to believe that they've had to have some in-depth conversation about that kid.
Little too quiet is what you're thinking.
Yeah, like everything else is so noisy.
I gotcha.
Right, everything else is smoke screens.
Right, it's all so quiet noisy on the Western Front type of situation. No, I could see that. I mean, Sean Payton is a guy who likes to, you know, at least it seems like he likes to play his cards close to his vest, except, you know, if he's talking to Jarrett Bell and a couple of lattes, you know, and he starts talking a little bit, right? And the opinions start flying.
That's right.
But I think there is something to that. Now, do you like the fact that the Broncos are putting these young kids through this type of a evaluation process here, or do you think it's overkill?
No, I think it's great because you can get a lot of information if you do that, and you can start to understand what a kid kind of what his base knowledge of football is, and you know, and so. I've had teams tell me, man, we met with, I'm not going to use names because I don't want to besmirch guys, but we met with this kid. We just took him off our draft board. That kid has no, like zero concept of football. And I'm talking about guys that played quarterback.
Yeah, not a good first impression.
No,
not a good first impression. On the other side, four down territory. The Avs were in Minnesota last night. And not only did they beat him on the ice, but behind the scenes, something happened. And we'll try and share next.